You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
This wealth update is brought to you by Sanlam Private Wealth. Your wealth, our craft.
We talk a lot about traditional investments on this show, things like investing in company stocks and commodities such as gold and even currencies. But there are people who invest quite a lot in alternative investments. And I'm not just talking about Bitcoin, but other assets that can help you build a balanced portfolio and build wealth over time. So here to tell us some more about alternative investments, I'm joined by Thato Mashego, who is the portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth. Thato, good to speak with you. So just the ABCs of alternative investments. What constitutes an alternative investment?
Good evening, Fifi. On this somewhat rainy evening, at least from where I am in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
Alternative investments, a very broad topic, if we're honest. I think the easiest way of defining alternatives is probably to define what they're not, which is traditional investments. What most people are familiar with. Equities, bonds, cash pretty much makes up the scope of what traditional investment would constitute, and that is what is most often traded, spoken about and viewed on public exchanges and in, I suppose, even dinner conversations and in most people's investment portfolios. So what alternatives are is everything outside of the realm of publicly listed stocks, bonds, and cash. So it's a very, very broad spectrum.
I mean, I've heard people investing in wine and classic cars and watches and a whole host of alternative things that they regard as an investment. But nonetheless, what role do alternative investments play in one's investment portfolio?
Well, some of the more, I suppose, well-known asset classes within the alternative space would be things like private equity, venture capital, infrastructure, commodities, hedge funds, art, which you have just mentioned as well, private debt, private real estate, digital. So there are quite a few which are somewhat more established, and you tend to find a life cycle of asset classes. Historically, something like gold, for example, used to be an alternative asset class. Today, some would argue that it is a more traditional asset class with the advent of gold ETFs around the turn of the century, whereas in previous eras when gold was more of a monetary asset used as a medium of exchange, it may not have been seen as such an alternative asset. And so you see this transition in asset classes over time. The same can be said of property or real estate. You have unlisted and listed real estate. And REITs are very much part of traditional asset classes. They're highly liquid, they're highly tradable, highly fungible, and readily available, whereas unlisted property is not and falls under alternative investment. So it does also have to do with how an investment is structured to an extent, whether or not we call it an alternative or a traditional investment.
Right. So we have had a blockbuster year in the traditional investment market. If you look at what the JSE has done at a headline level, right? Records upon records that we have seen in 2021. But just talk to us about some of the winners and losers in the alternative space in 2021.
Well, some of the winners, I suppose one could start with one of the most topical alternative assets, which would be digital assets, in particular cryptocurrencies. And a lot of cryptocurrencies have in 2021. So if you start with Bitcoin, for example, which is the largest crypto by market cap, close to around north of 70, close to 80% of the crypto market, Bitcoin up around 200% on the year. Obviously, that comes with significant volatility. And if you were to apply traditional risk-based return metrics, it would look very different. But from a pure returns perspective, that is one market that has performed exceptionally well. Property as well, and one can see that both on a listed and an unlisted perspective, whereas 2020 was the reverse. with listed and unlisted property being one of the worst asset classes, has been quite a rebound, and that has been tied obviously to fortunes around the global pandemic and lockdowns and so on and so forth. So that being one that has shown more of a rebound, so to speak. Venture capital should come as no surprise that it has done exceptionally well. One can see that big tech has been a winner over the past 2 years during the pandemic, and the largest investors in the technology space, broadly speaking, are VC funds. An average VC fund has performed exceptionally well over the last 2 years, as we've seen the formation of a significant number of unicorns and a lot of capital moving into the private market space and companies staying private for longer. So those are some of the winners and, I suppose, to some extent, losers within the alternative space. Commodities being another, although I suppose one can track most commodity prices through the public markets as well. So you do get a mixed bag, although over time, over longer periods of time, you tend to find less volatility within alternative space. It may be a function of, I suppose, tradability to some extent, but they do tend to provide fairly good risk-adjusted returns as an addition to the portfolio.
And then what should we be looking out for in 2022?
Well, there's various trends that we can look out for in 2022. I suppose one which is becoming more topical, if we consider art as an asset class, we're definitely seeing a lot of renewed interest, especially from a contemporary art perspective, and that has been driven by the creation, or rather the rise of NFTs, which provide secure digital IDs for specific assets in an online world. And this becomes really, I suppose, prevalent with, if you consider things like the metaverse and the need to provide secure digital ID for individuals online, as well as from an asset perspective, with contemporary art being produced on certain platforms via NFTs, and as well as traditional art also being securitized and available online. The traditional arts market has performed quite well in 2021, and one can expect that to continue into 2022. If you just look over the long term, contemporary art significantly in dollars outperforms listed equities and quite a few other asset classes, and that is due to, I suppose, the scarcity factor, as well as being tied to the growth and wealth of high net worth individuals. So that's one area that we can expect to do well. Infrastructure would be another, which has become quite a topical theme. We've seen recently with COP26 the renewed focus on renewable energy spend and infrastructure deficits. In Africa alone is estimated to have a shortfall of around $90 billion per annum, according to the World Bank, as far as requirements for infrastructure. So there's continued additional capital being poured into that asset class and new opportunities being created in areas like renewable energy and other tangible infrastructure areas. So that's another area where I think additional renewed focus and opportunity will be present in 2022.
All right, Thato, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for giving us that insight. Thato Mashego, Portfolio Manager at Sanlam Private Wealth.
This wealth update was brought to you by Sanlam Private Wealth. Your wealth, our craft. It's just a watch, he says. It's an heirloom, you say. It's still a watch, she says. It's precision and skill, you say. It's just a timepiece, they say. It's my past and my future, you say. It's about craft, we say. At Sanlam Private Wealth, we know that you didn't earn your wealth by doing what everyone else does. That's why we craft customized portfolios to grow and preserve your wealth now and for generations to come. Your wealth, our craft. Sanlam Private Wealth, a licensed FSP.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.